Good morning. For all the millions out there listening, I guess. Good to see you this morning. So if you'll open your Bibles to the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis. It's Genesis chapter 40. I'd really like to read just one short verse. I think it's poignant. And that is the last verse of the chapter, verse 23. It says, "Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him." Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for the opportunity to meet in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for these dear saints. I pray your richest blessings upon them. Those that are facing hardships, I pray that you would give them comfort and ease. Lord, those that cannot make it because of the COVID, we pray that you would bless them and their families. We remember our missionaries, remember the other soldiers of the Lord that are serving you. We pray your richest blessing upon them. Bless this message this morning. May it be effectual in our hearts. May it be useful for your glory, to honor you and all that you're worthy of. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I imagine if you've read the Bible at all, and if you read the book of Genesis, that you come across this story of the butler, and you would probably agree with me when we read these words, "Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him." That all of us have sort of a contempt for this butler, that he would forget Joseph and all of these things that Joseph went through, and Joseph was a help to the butler. And the prophecy that, or the dream that the butler had and Joseph interpreted came true, and yet this butler did not remember Joseph. And so much more when we realize that Joseph is a great type of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's so true that so many people forget and do not remember our Lord Jesus Christ, and that's a real shame. And yet forgetfulness is a malady that all of us have, isn't it true? I wrote some things down that we tend to forget. One of the things to forget is fail to remember. How many times that it has happened to you, you've met somebody, you came back maybe in an office, maybe at school, maybe even here, you shook their hands, you got their name, they came back on next Sunday and I can't remember. I can't recall what your name is. I remember in Poland, we had new people coming to church, and I was teaching English, and so I had a lot of different names going through my head all the time, and somebody would see in my street, and they would say, "Hey, Michal," or they would say, "Hey, Brent." Well, that was a clue to me. If they said, "Hey, Brent," that my brain was saying, okay, this is an English student. This is an English student. If they said, "Hey, Michal," or they said, "Bracia Michale," or "Brother Michael," then I knew that was a church, so I sort of divided it, and I'm trying to recall the person's name. Now, thankfully, in the church, we can say, "Good to see you, brother." "Good to see you." You don't ever do that with a sister, but I mean, "Good to see you, sister. Good to see you, brother." But it is a problem that we have. We forget. We neglect unintentionally something. We don't recall. We forgot to shut the windows. You're going off to church and your wife says, "Did you turn off the coffee pot?" You forgot, right? And then you end up going back, you to turn off the coffee pot. In fact, in the Old Testament, we find that when you remember that you left some sheaves in the field, the Lord says, "Well, you've forgotten it. Don't bother. Just leave that for the poor." So there are these problems. There's this malady that we all have, is we're forgetful. In fact, in the Bible I was reading, it wasn't my intent to fall upon that verse, but it came up in this, in the land of forgetfulness. Now that was talking about death, but I think that we live in a land of forgetfulness, even though all of us haven't died yet. But we forget things, do we not? How many of you forgot your phone? Ever forget your phone? You paid probably $500, $600, $700 for a phone, one of these smartphones, and you left it in the bathroom. I've done that. And then, you know, when you remember, the sweat starts running down and you run back to the bathroom and it's gone. And, you know, then you have a police officer son and you said, I got a tracker and would you find it for me? And it's embarrassing, right? You forget. You forget your wallet, you forget your purse, you forget your phone. And I'm working now and every place I'm working now, it gives me a badge. And if you don't have your badge, you can't get in the door. And so, you know, it happens that you drive off in the morning, it's, you know, you're going, you get halfway to work and where's that badge? And then you gotta call your wife and say, honey, I forgot my badge. Would you meet me halfway there? And so you go back and then you hope you're not late for work. Your wife tells you to, don't forget to, after work, stop at the store and get some bread. How many of you have come home and you forgot to get the bread? Are you guilty? You forgot a meeting or an appointment. You forgot to pay a bill. You forgot to let the dog out. And then, you know, you come home and now there are consequences for forgetting that. Yes? You leave something behind unintentionally. You neglect to take it. Remember the disciples in the New Testament? They're forgotten to take bread. And the Lord used that opportunity to teach them something. They forgot. And here the Bible says that did not the chief priest remember Joseph, but forgot him. And if you read the next chapter, when he finally does remember, in fact, if you want to look over there in chapter 41 about verse 9, then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh saying, I do remember my faults this day. Even the butler recognizes it was an error to forget about Joseph. Yeah? Oh, Danny's over here. Speaking about forgetting keys. We were down in, sorry Danny, we were down in Mexico one time and we were in language school and Danny and Laura came down and Joe and Debbie and Bill and his wife, Bill and Debbie, Cindy at that time, yes, that's why my brother, see, I forgot, I failed to recall. We went down and we were camping out on the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and camped out for a couple of days, and after a couple of days we were going to head back, so we rolled up our sleeping bags, we folded up our tent, we put everything in the car, we packed our ice chest back in the car and packed all everything in, got all those suitcases in there, packed it all up, and we all jumped in our cars, and Danny says, wait a minute! My keys. Where are my keys? And he's going, I don't know where my keys are. And so we unpack all the cars and did you take it in the water? No, I didn't go. I know I did not go in the water with the keys. I did not go in the water with the keys. Okay, well, let's look around the campground. And then we pull out all the suitcases and we unroll the sleeping bags and undo the tents. And we go, did you check your pockets? Yes, I checked my pockets. There's nothing there. I checked my pockets. There's nothing there. Yes, and this goes on. I think it was like 2 or 3 hours. I don't remember exactly how long it was. But for the story's sake, it was a long time. Yes. Nerves are being shattered, yes. And then finally he says, oh, there they are in my pocket.
Fake news.
I have witnesses, yes. But I believe you understand what I'm saying, that we have this problem that we forget, and because we have this problem that we need to be aware that we don't forget the Lord. There are some admonitions in the scriptures talking about not forgetting. I will give you but a few. If you want to follow along, I'm going to shout out the reference and you can look it up, but I'm not going to slow down. You can do it as we go. In Deuteronomy says, of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful and hast forgotten God that formed thee. I'm wondering how it is that you and I, of all things to forget, we could forget God that formed us. And yet it is. It's so true that so many people, God is not in all their thoughts. And we've forgotten the God that has created us. Jeremiah chapter 3 and 21, it says, a voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel. For they have perverted their way, and they have forgotten the Lord their God. Now of all the nations of the world, how is it that Israel, who saw the mighty hand of God, and God delivered them from the hand of Pharaoh, this Pharaoh here in the Bible that we're reading about, delivered from Egypt, and they go up in the mountains, and they make unto themselves other gods. How could they forget the God that did so many things for them, and showed them, and brought them out by a mighty hand, and they turn unto idols? How is this even possible? In Psalms it says, in Psalms 108 and verse 21, they forgot God, their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt. You know, it's one thing to forget your wallet, forget your phone, as I did here, right here, in this parking lot so many years ago. I had a little white Pinto. Janice and I were just married. I went into the car. We had little kids, and I put my Bible up on top of the Pinto, put the kids in the car, got in the car, and drove off. And then I looked in the, I don't know how we got from here out here to 410, but I looked in my mirror, and there goes my Bible. And a big old semi-truck running it over. It just wasn't one of these, you know, 10-cent Bibles you get at Piggly Wiggly. This was a nice leather Bible. It was my favorite Bible. Had all my notes in it, and it got run over by this big semi-truck. Why? Because I was unattentive. I forgot where I put, absent-minded. I was absent-minded and left my Bible on top of the car. And yet here, it's saying they forgot God, their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt. Psalm 78 and verse 10, they kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in His law and forgot His works and His wonders that He showed them. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. I don't know how many admonitions or warnings or rebukes are found in the scripture that says that we have forgotten our God. And brethren, I would say that would be contemptible. Just as we would hold this butler in contempt, and I think we're all in agreement that this butler, he had a great fault. He forgot Joseph that was so gracious to him and helped him and encouraged him. Yes? How much greater contempt must it be that you and I, as believers of all people, we have a Savior and we forget our Savior. I think the last time I was in this pulpit, I mentioned the experience I had as a young man with my uncle who was austere. And I got into some trouble with him. And you know what would have been really well, what would have been really nice if I had remembered that he was an austere man before I got into trouble. And isn't it true, brethren, that when we find ourselves that we forget, that sometimes that forgetfulness brings great hardships upon us. Are you in agreement with this morning? Forgetting. It said, those that forget history are condemned to repeat it. This was by George Santana. He was an American philosopher. He actually said, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. And he wrote that in A Life in Reason and Reason of Common Sense. And some of his certain students were what we would say famous people, Robert Frost, T.S. Eliot, all students of Harvard and other literary greats. But do we remember that? We forget history and then we're condemned to repeat it. You know, we have great memorials all across this nation, across the world, so that we don't forget history. Now, I know in our generation they're trying to tear down some of these memorials, but memorials are made. Why do we have them? So we don't forget. Look, if you will, in 2 Peter in chapter 1, in verse 4. It says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. And I would ask you this morning, as a way of exhortation, how do you stack up in this verse or these verses? How do you align with these scriptures? Is the Apostle Peter writing to your heart as he wrote to my heart, you have forgotten that you were purged from your sins? I know we're busy people, and busy people tend to forget sometimes. Somebody says a short pencil is better than a long memory, unless you forgot the pencil, and then you got some troubles, right? But isn't it true, brethren, that we need to remember the Lord? Isn't it also true that one of the reasons that God gave us the scriptures is so that we would not forget? Isn't that true? The reason we gather, and I hope one of the reasons that you gathered here, is we need to be reminded. Isn't repetition helpful in remembering? One of the reasons we encourage people to remember one or use one Bible. We use the King James Bible. One of the benefits of using one Bible is repetition is good for the memory. And if you're reading, everybody's reading the same verse and quoting the same verse and preaching the same verse, then it becomes easier to remember. And I think there are many admonitions in the scripture that tell us to remember the Lord and not forget the Lord, as I've tried to point out here. There are consequences for forgetting. The butler said, I remember my faults this day. I can remember, well, I'll read this verse first and then I'll tell you what happened. In Isaiah chapter 17 and verse 9. Listen to what the Lord says. In that day, shall his strong cities be as forsaken bow, and an uppermost branch which they left because of the children of Israel, and there shall be desolation, because thou hast forgotten the God of thy salvation, and hast not been mindful of the rock of thy strength. Therefore shalt thou plant pleasant plants, and shall set it with strange slips. In the day shalt thou make thy plant to grow, in the morning shalt thou make thy seed to flourish, but the harvest shall be a heap in the day of grief and of desperate sorrow. He's saying that because you forgot, because you were forgetful and you forgot the God of your salvation, that there are consequences to forgetting. Did you get that? I can remember working out here at Kelly Air Force Base at Security Hill. It was a classified area. You had to have a very high security clearance to get into that part of the base. And I remember I was on the security detail, and the general came in. I always worked Saturdays because they gave me Sundays off, so every Saturday I had to work there. I enjoyed working Saturdays because nobody was there but the skeleton crew. And this one Saturday, the general came up, and he wanted to get in, and guess what? He forgot. He forgot his badge. But he thought that because he was the general that he could get in. He said, you know who I am? Yes, sir, I know who you are. Then let me in. I said, you don't have a badge. He says, do you recognize who I am? Yes, sir, I recognize who you are. You're the general. Well, very good. Open the gate and let me in. No, sir. You don't have a badge. The regulations state that without a badge, you don't get in, no matter who you are. You have to have a badge. Well, there were a few choice words. I'll not repeat those words that were exchanged. And off he goes, but guess what? He didn't get in. And so I don't know if you know the layout of Kelly Air Force Base. Security Hill is at the top of the base, and base housing is way over on the other side of the base. So you can imagine the frustrations of this general when he had to drive all the way around the flight line to get back to base housing, go get his badge, drive back all the way around the flight line up to Security Hill just to get in to get whatever he forgot to get in the first place. There are consequences. Well, the rest of that story is the next day when we went in to report to duty, there was an 8x10 picture of the general. And it's the regulation stated this man gets in with personal recognizance. He does not need a badge. Well, I guess he had the authority to do that. He was the general. But you know what? He did not get in without the badge that day. But there are so many, I remember that story because so many times that we want to excuse our forgetfulness. Instead of recognizing that our forgetfulness bears consequences. To forget the Lord in so many of our daily activities has consequences. There is a reaping to those consequences. Job in chapter 8 and verse 11, he says, can the rush grow up without mire? Can the flag grow without water? Whilst it is yet in the greenness and not cut down, it withereth before any other herb. So are the paths of all that forget God. And the hypocrite's hope shall perish, whose hope shall be cut off, and whose trust shall be a spider's web. What is he saying here? He's comparing those that forget God as a spider web. And all they're planning it just going to wither. Why? Because they forgot God. Did I understand that passage? Do you and I understand the consequences of forgetting? And brethren, again, brothers and sisters, the reason that we gather, the reason that we preach is to be a reminder not to forget God. It wasn't too long ago I wrote this down, and I stated here that great memorials have been made in order to never forget. If somebody mentioned that they went to New York, do you remember after 9/11, all America said, we will never forget. That's what they said. We're never going to forget now. In fact, they built a great memorial in downtown Manhattan, a great, huge memorial so that we would not forget. How many of us have forgotten that day? Where is the unity that we had in America right after 9/11? We all gathered together and said, we are going to be united and we're never going to forget this. And that wasn't what? It wasn't hardly 20 years ago. And it seems to me that we've already forgotten. President Roosevelt said on December 7, 1941, this day shall reign in infamy. And there's a great memorial, the Valor of the Pacific, in the Hawaiian Islands in Pearl Harbor, where there lies a great battleship, the battleship Arizona, as a memorial to those that gave their lives in that great war of World War II. Do we remember? Some of you probably have watched the film Home Alone. They forgot their child. And to us, that was humorous. It was a humorous movie. And yet, I believe it happened right here in San Antonio. If not, it's happened in other cities here in Texas. The father, who's not accustomed to taking the child to child care, puts him into the back of the car. He's 2 years old. He falls asleep on the way to work. The father forgets to drop him off, parks his car out into the parking lot, into his place of business he goes, spends 8 hours, and those 8 hours, the son is beating on that locked-up car with the windows rolled up. The child no doubt wakes up after a moment. The heat begins to rise. First it's 85 degrees, then it's 90 degrees, then it's 95 degrees, then it's 105 degrees, then it's 110 degrees, and that child slowly begins to boil. And the shock and the anguish of that father when he returns to the car and happens to glance in the back window, and what does he see? He sees that which he should not have forgotten. And the point is, there are consequences for forgetting. So let's not forget. I believe all of us would hold this butler in contempt, and rightly so, that we would say that he committed a great fault, a great offense against Joseph in forgetting Joseph. Something that the butler himself recognizes, and if you have read the Psalms at all, you're going to see the psalmist crying out many times saying, "Oh God, have you forgotten?" And what an accusation to make against God. In the New Testament, we find something similar. Dost thou not care? How can we accuse God of fault when we're guilty of it so many times? And yet I'm here to tell you this morning, brethren, that God himself does not forget. Jesus said in the Gospel of Luke, "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God." God has an infinite memory. Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Said the psalmist. Hath he in anger shut up the tender mercies? Hath he forgotten our cries? In another psalms it says, God forgetteth not the cry of the humble. In Hebrews, God says, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." We have a promise that God will not forget. What a blessing that is. Look, if you will, in the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. If you come here on Sunday evenings, I'm not sure all of you do, but if you do come here on Sunday evenings, you're going to hear this verse read many times. In verse 23, it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, "For I have received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' And after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink of it in remembrance of me.'" Now there are some that would say, "Well, why do we have to have the Lord's Supper every week? What is the purpose?" Well, what I've tried to emphasize this morning is we have that malady, we have that problem that's so common among all of us humans, we forget. And so we gather every week on Sunday in an attempt to remember our Lord. And so we do it in remembrance of him. And we would encourage you to come on Sunday night so you too could remember the Lord as he commanded us to remember. We want to remember the Lord. Philippians in chapter 3. I just want to read this verse just to point out that there are some things that we probably should forget. That it wouldn't be really a fault in forgetting. We might want to be cognizant in the intentional attempt to forget some things. Paul said, "Brethren, I count not myself to apprehend it, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before." There are some things we do need to forget. If it's been covered by the blood of Christ, then we need to forget about it and march on. We need to forget that old manner of life and press on to the new. We need to forget the days of darkness and remember the days of lightness. We need to forget the old man and put on the new man. We need to remember Christ, and we need to press forward, and we need to gather together in order that we might remember. We need to exhort one another that we might be reminded. Yes, we need to press on, brethren. So many people have gotten themselves in depression and discouragement because of their past sins. And they somehow cannot let go of what happened to them a long time ago. We need to forget those things and remember the Lord. I want to give you a promise from the scriptures here in Hebrews in chapter 10 and verse 16. He says, "This is the covenant that I will make with them in those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts," in other words, so that we don't forget, "and into their minds will I write them," so we don't forget, "and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." Amen. That which you and I so often cannot forget, those offenses against our God, they come up whether by our own nature, whether by the devil himself reminding us, whether it be a brother or sister in the church, or whatever happens that reminds us of our old sins, brethren, we can take comfort in this, that Christ has forgiven us of our sins, and he made a promise, "I will remember them no more." In other words, he's saying, "I'm not going to hold these against you anymore. I have forgiven you," and what a blessing that is. And as Brother Danny was talking about marriage in these past few weeks, what a blessing it is to be able to forgive your wife or to forgive your husband and to remember it no more. Amen. So many times conflict in marriage and eventually sometimes even divorce comes up because they would not forget. Yeah? We need to remember the Lord. And the psalmist said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." We need to remember the blessings of the Lord. We need to remember God, our Savior, and God, our Creator, our Maker. We need to remember that Jesus Christ died on the cross for us, and he rose again the third day. We need to remember that he's coming again, because these things can be an encouragement to us. Brethren, I brought you this message this morning to remind you, don't forget the Lord. Amen. Don't forget the law of our God. Amen. Don't forget our Savior. We need to remember, we need to remind one another. And one of the reasons we gather together in the name of the Lord is to be put in remembrance of these things. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask you to have mercy upon us. Our faults are come before us. We forget so often, Lord. We're so absent-minded, so negligent in our duty sometimes to remember you. Lord, help us never to forget. Help us always be reminded that you are our Savior, our Creator, our God. Lord, help us to walk before you in righteousness. Help us to put those things which are behind and press forward to the high calling of God. May we always remember. Bless everyone here this morning. If there's anyone in the sound of my voice that's not been saved and not forgiven, I pray that you open their eyes, they might see you as the Savior and call upon your name. I ask this in the name which is above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you have any questions, there's any way that we can be of assistance to you to help in spiritual matters, please get in contact with us. Reach out to the brethren and greet them in the name of the Lord. Amen. Hope to see you here tonight.